station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Friday, October 25th, and Mia is here.
But it doesn't feel like a Friday.
Okay. Do we always
yesterday
have to
felt like a Thursday, but today does not feel like a Friday.
Okay,
I
but
felt
do
like
always
I was I felt like I was like a little kid, like you know, back in the day when it used to like start getting cold out.
Uh-huh.
It was so much harder to get out of bed and get up for school.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
true.
You're like, no, it's so cold. You're so cozy underneath the comforter.
That's true.
That's
so
kind of how I felt
like
this
that.
Morning. I felt yeah. so chilly, and it was so dark and cloudy.
Right.
I'm like, it can't be time to get up yet. Not yet.
Okay. Well, we don't need to talk about what day it is every day, but we can. But it's become funny, so I like it. So yeah, Friday. Well, actually, Friday is a good day, and I think we say it every friggin' week. But yeah, it's cool. So I'm looking forward to the weekend to relax a little bit, sleep in a little bit, and
yeah.
Yeah, Halloween parties, right? This
yep.
weekend? Wow.
Yeah, it should be.
I'm sure you've got about half a dozen planned.
Well, tonight I am going to an 80s themed birthday party.
Oh, okay. So we continue with the themes.
Yes.
Okay.
Somehow.
It
yeah,
must be the group you hang out
just,
with, huh?
It's just the thing this year, I feel like. I don't know. but yeah, and you know, and the thing about that is like, I have to say this is probably got to be the worst theme ever because there is nothing sexy about 80s fashion.
Really?
Nothing. I mean, I was born in 90, so I can't really, you know, but I've been like Googling like,
right.
oh, images of 80s fashion and it's horrific.
Really?
I mean, yeah, it's like the weird high-waisted, you know, pants and the crazy hair and shoulder pads. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, there's nothing sexy about shoulder pads. Nothing.
I think people still wear shoulder pads though, don't they? I mean, women do?
I don't know. Not like they did in the 80s, man.
Oh, really?
That's just...
They wore a lot of
and
that.
And side right? ponies. I mean, oof. That is not a sexy look. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, you know, whatever worked for them, you know.
We're all trying to come up with, like, you know, cute, fun, sexy ways to modify it, but it is just not happening. It's
right.
funny because every girl is having the same problem.
Right.
Like, well... I can't really find anything cute.
You need to find Jordache jeans. Have you ever heard of those? That was like the craze in the 80s.
Was it?
Yeah, it was like, it was new type of jeans, you know, with like white seams and stuff, you know, and everybody had to wear one. You know, they fit really nice and stuff. So, so that's what I remember from the 80s clothes. But other than that, as far as fashions, I don't know. I think you can stereotype the 70s better than the 80s, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the 80s were interesting. You know, for you, it's history.
Yeah, I know.
It's so weird.
It's non-existent
you know?
For me. I wasn't even around
wow,
yet.
It's
but
so weird, you know,
yeah.
to think of it.
Gosh, and like blue eyeshadow. Oh, like that just doesn't complement anyone's eye color. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know. And then the guys, you know, like those like harem looking pants with like elastic at the bottom on the ankle. Like, really? Like, okay, I guess that's what
harem
you're rocking
pants.
If
I
it's
don't remember
comfortable.
That.
But
I don't know where you're looking, you know, but these pictures, I don't recall them.
Google!
Really?
Yeah. And like those like tutu kind of things. And then they've got like
wow.
the workout outfits that come like, we're like, that's like the most unflattering part of like a female's body. It's like right around like that hip area.
Uh-huh.
And all those like leotard things go like up and about. Like, that's what's showing. It's like, oh, God, that's not, yeah.
Yeah.
Women nowadays not go for that.
I know. That's really when I think working out started to become fashionable, you know, in the 80s.
Right.
Like aerobics and stuff, you know. I used to do that, actually. I was in great shape, you know. And not many men in aerobics, but it was like a dance, you know, and it was really cool.
So, like, does that look the little, like, stepper thing, you know, where you step up on the little block and step down and hold the weights? And
yeah, but it's more like, yeah, it's more like really rigorous exercise, you know.
Yeah?
I mean, yeah, I mean,
I can picture you, you know, getting down in some aerobics class.
Yeah, there you go.
With your 80s gear. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Yeah, but 80s music, and yeah, it was fun. You know, they didn't have spinning yet. That's sort of like a 90s thing, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was just the leg warmers and leotards. And
exactly. That's what you should wear. Wear that, you know. Work like leotards and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I might go for more. Like, a lot of us girls were trying to do, like, maybe like the Madonna look, you know, like the corset, because at least that's kind of sexy.
Right.
So you can get away with that. And that's then, like, true. I keep finding, like, they wear a lot of, like, those, like, kind of like tutus, sort of. Uh-huh. They're like those, like, really foofy skirts.
Right.
So I think I might rock one of those. I don't know if it's the right kind. I'm like, you know, I don't care at this point.
Exactly.
I'm just it's a costume. Something. It'll work.
I'll nobody's going to sit there and judge
lacy,
you.
Little lacy, like, fingerless gloves, you know. Oh, yeah. I'll tease my hair up real big. Ruin it, of course. Yeah. Oh, man, I wish I still had a crimping iron. I used to have one of those when I was a kid.
Really?
Well, yeah, but I feel like there's a lot of crimping in the 80s.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what about the Hello Kitty part? You said you were going to be Hello Kitty.
Well,
no?
Yeah, that's, I mean, this is just, the 80s is just tonight.
Oh,
but
I see.
But I'm sure there's, you know, there's
for
other
Halloween, you're gonna be Hello
costume
Kitty.
Things tomorrow. And,
right.
You know.
Sounds cool.
That.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Did you get your cow costume yet?
Cow? I was never going to get that one. That's your suggestion.
I know.
I would never. I mean, you'd have to kill me first before I wore that silly thing. It's ridiculous, man.
It's so funny.
Did you wear it? Would you ever wear it?
Would I wear the cow? I have worn it before.
Yeah?
Because I think one of my parents wore it for Halloween one year. Like, I think my dad did, just to be funny. Like, with, like, the udders and everything. Like, legit, the little cow hat.
Right.
And I just thought it was the most hilarious thing ever.
Yeah.
So I owned one, technically.
Okay.
I'm sure I,
well, it's funny because it's stupid.
Walked around the house mooing from time to time. Thinking that it was cool. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it was. Who knows? But
yeah.
Not cool for me, man. I will. So, no, I haven't gotten any any costumes.
But what would you be, though?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's why I've been missing a lot of parties. Last week, I was going to go to a party, and I only remembered that I needed a costume the last minute. It was a pre-Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't go, you know, because they said, you know, you got to wear a costume. So I didn't go. And then this week, nobody invited me. So we'll see. Maybe we'll find some parties.
Well, I mean, you could easily just throw on, like, a leather jacket and a pair of jeans and, like, sunglasses and just, like, make up some character.
Oh, come on. That's what I wear every day.
I know. But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. No, really? I don't know. I remember one Halloween when I was in my 20s, I dressed like Alice Cooper. Do you know who that is?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's an interesting costume.
Yeah, I know. So he would, you know, with all his makeup and everything and the stuff. So I did that, and it was pretty cool, actually, you know. But that was when I was younger. Right now, I think it's ridiculous to see me in a costume, especially in a fucking costume. You're crazy, man.
Oh, man.
Halloween, man. What are you going to do, you know?
It's so funny.
Yeah. So, I know. I mean, the holidays are just around the corner, you know, Thanksgiving. And
I know. They've already started putting out, like, holiday decorations in, like, the stores and stuff.
Oh, really?
Like, there's, like, the Halloween section and then the Christmas section.
They're not wasting
their
time.
What
wow, there's
the
two
heck?
More months.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It, like, freaks me out when they do that. I don't know why. It just freaks me out. It's just like, no, you can't have, like, two holidays and, like, back-to-back on two aisles. Like, it's just, like, make up your mind. It's Halloween right now. You can't wait just a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
True.
Freaks me out.
So now that restaurant, that Kung Pao Bistro,
yeah,
that Eddie was here yesterday. So is that like a high-end restaurant? I mean, what is it like? It's not like just a diner, right?
It's, I mean, it's casual. Like, it's not like you have to, like, dress fancy or anything for it.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, the way that they've, like, redesigned the inside is, like, you know. I mean, it's not like it's...
Like a P.F. Chang type of a thing, or
yeah,
more,
I mean,
P.F.
Chang's is like a big, you know, right, restaurant. This place isn't, you know, isn't very big. But yeah, compared to what it was before, it looks, you know,
yeah,
a lot more modern.
I'm tempted to go. I went on their website and the food looks delicious.
Yeah, their food is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good stuff.
Okay.
And they have Thai iced tea, even though it's, like, technically not, you know, it's a Chinese restaurant.
Right.
But I love that stuff. Have you ever had that before?
No, never have.
It is so good. It's like, looks orange, and it's like a iced tea, but it's, like, really, like, sweet and, like, milky, and I don't know how to describe it. It's just so good. But it's
milky tea?
It's a Thai iced tea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they put milk in it?
And they, I don't know what they put it in.
Yeah.
But it's
actually,
just, it's like a dessert.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. Like English tea, they put milk in it, you know, a little bit. It's like,
yes. Yeah. Yes, it's very European thing to do.
And it's pretty cool, actually. It doesn't taste bad. Just don't put too much milk. Just
I drink my tea black.
Yeah.
I don't do that. Like, I know, like, all, like, my relatives, you know, over in Ireland and England, like, they think I'm absolutely nuts.
Really?
Because they go, like, all out with the milk and, you know, the little bit of sugar. And, like, it's a whole, like, preparation for their tea time.
Yeah.
It's very specific.
They make it very special.
About, like, how long you should have the tea bag in there for, and, like, how many dips, and that, you know, it can get pretty specific.
Yeah.
Me, I just hot water, put the tea bag in there. I just leave it there.
Yeah.
I don't really ever take it out. Although my brother would, like, kill me for saying all this now. I'd be like, you should know better. He's like a tea connoisseur.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, he makes his own.
His own tea, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll have, like, a little bag of, like, the, like, orange peels and different, like, spices and stuff, and he has this little, like, contraption. They put it in with hot water, and then it, like, goes through and sifts it and, like, goes in the
cup. I see.
Cup. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good
Sounds
stuff.
Strange, but if he likes it, that's fine with me.
It's amazing. It's, like, it's his interesting little hobby.
Yeah.
But, yeah, apparently, like, because I like to add cold water to my tea so I can drink it right away.
Right.
But there's, like, with certain teas, you have to wait a certain amount of time before you can add the cold water. Otherwise, it's, like, not as potent or something, like the caffeine or whatever.
Right.
So there is something to
there's
it.
There's a science behind it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, let's get to our guest. We have a special guest in the studio, whom you invited.
Yes.
So why don't you go ahead and introduce her to us?
Okay, today in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, on this lovely Friday morning, we have Shannon Bobo.
Shannon, good morning. Welcome
to
the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
It was funny listening to you talk.
Yeah,
I guess.
It did not
feel like Friday to me, too, and I did not want to get up, but I
right?
know I needed to get up. Like, it's time to wake up, like it or not.
You were hoping it's a weekend?
Well, it doesn't really matter. Like, when you have, like, a schedule where, you know, Monday could be a Saturday for you, you know,
because right.
I never know when I'm going to work next because I'm freelance.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And what do you do?
Oh, my God. What don't I do?
Really?
I'm a stand-up.
Girl does everything.
Yeah. I'm a stand-up comic, actress, and I also work in casting.
Oh,
so
really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Definitely in entertainment. You're not
definitely entertainment.
Not a 9-to-5 type of person.
Not a 9-to-5 type of person, even though sometimes my work does bring me to that.
Really?
Like, where I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm working 9-to-5 again. Wow, this
well,
is happening.
Yeah. So. Are you originally from L.A.?
I'm from Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow,
Cheyenne.
Mia, there you go.
Yes.
Represent.
A lot of people from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Bears fan?
You know, I'm a fan of football with whoever I'm dating. If they're into it, then I'm like, okay. I'm not going to lie.
You're
like,
into their team.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. If he likes basketball, I'm like, let's do this. Like, if you can come to my stuff, I'll go to your stuff. But otherwise, I don't follow it. So,
yeah.
I'm not dating anyone, so I'm not following any sports.
Okay, good.
Well, it's the opposite for me. Yeah. If I get a guy, I make him follow my sports.
Yeah. Yeah, Mia's That's doing hilarious. It for you. Yeah. She's doing a double job on that.
I appreciate that. I was like, wow, I thought I used to like football. I like it when it comes to the Super Bowl, but to be honest, it wasn't the Super Bowl for me. It was the Beyonce concert.
Yeah.
That was pretty good, though. She had the whole, like, Destiny's Child thing. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
she
had to kick them off after a few minutes, though. So she's like, look, this is the Beyonce show. Thanks, girls. Get off now. Shut the lights now. Yeah. Like, go ahead, Beyonce.
Is she like that? What's she like? I mean, do you know a little bit about her personality? I mean, is she easy to
work with? I knew more. Like, my friends were saying, I get, like, I'm ready to fight if somebody talks bad about Beyonce around me. That's all. I'm very feisty when it comes. Really? For some reason, that's my thing. It's like, don't talk about my money, don't talk about my family, and leave Beyonce alone. That's my three. It's like, don't mess with Beyonce. Well, I don't know. Like, I saw the documentary that she did earlier this year. She just seems like a normal girl who just can sing, and she's like crazy fierce on stage, but she seems... One of my friends said she's kind of boring. I said, don't call her boring. I'm like, when you see interviews with her, I'm like, oh, she is kind of boring. And there's this new singer named Lord who has her song called Royals.
Oh,
and
I love then that song.
One of the lyrics is, let me be your royalty or whatever. I forgot what the lyrics are, but she said, you can call me Queen Bee. And I know she's talking about Beyonce there, but I'm like, that's kind of good. It's funny because she's just talking about how, you know, the music industry is filled with, you know, blitz and glamour and glitter and fancy cars and, you know, mainly they're talking about rap music in that song. So, but I'm like, I know she's making fun of Beyonce, but it's clever.
It's funny. I didn't even really catch that, but you're so right. Now that I'm thinking about it, that makes perfect sense.
She could be talking about just how we idolize people.
Right.
You know, how we idolize William and Kate and baby George you know, I know one day baby George is going to wake up and be like, who put this dress on me? I do not want this dress for my Christmas. Yeah. Who said this was okay?
Yeah. Well, exactly. Celebrities here are a royalty, you know, because we don't have that. So we sort of like look up to them and all that stuff. But I mean, all they're doing is acting or singing, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're like, I mean, maybe it's inspiration as far as like achievement and ambition and things like that. But, you know, but I think there's a lot more important people that young people should follow, you know.
Absolutely.
Including myself. But we follow celebrities. You know?
Diamonds on your timepiece and tigers and gold leashes or something.
Yes. She said, I love that song. The lyrics are just like, so I'm like, good. Wow, She's 16 years old too, this girl.
Really?
Like, yeah. She's just so powerful. And it's so true what you say about like idolizing celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why we do it to a certain extent, but they're just like human beings, just like us.
Right.
I do, like, one of my other side jobs, you know, because you have to support yourself in LA, is that I sometimes work VIP service for like VIP parties where it's mostly celebrities and always get hired to work with them. Like, literally, it's not even much work. Like, I usually get someone else to do all the stuff for them. Like, they need this and this and this. But, you know, but it's my job to say, hey, can we get you anything? And, you know, to make them comfortable, like if it's a listening party or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, they just want, like, some people can't even look them in their eyes because they're like, I don't know if they're intimidated or afraid. And I'm just like, look, Lady Gaga,
they're worshiping.
I'm looking Mia in her eyes and I'm like, as if she's Mia. Well, Mia's like, she's up for stardom too. Well, Mia, what can I get you? You okay? Like, treat them like natural, normal human beings.
Right.
That's what they are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And when you feel that they're more than you, picture them on the toilet seat. You know?
Exactly.
And
yep, they got to do that too.
They'll put things in perspective for you really quickly, you know?
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
This is so gross to say that, but I'm like,
the
only...
about that.
This is so gross to even think about this, but the only time I would ever think someone is extraordinary, like more extraordinary, because I believe that we are all extraordinary, but if someone's even above that, is if they can poop without going on the toilet. Like, only then, if like you could just say, oh, I got to poop, and then bloom, it's gone. Like,
that's
you
good.
Just think about it, and then all of a sudden, it's just gone.
Yeah.
Because it's
you
like...
Would
wow, you're so powerful. Like that, yeah. Then I think that's the only person I would be like, okay, I'm going to follow this person and see what they're up to.
Yeah, cool. Now, how did you guys meet? Online or something?
Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Really? Social media.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember how you connected and stuff? Or?
Possibly.
I feel like
we have a lot of friends in common.
Yeah, we have a lot of friends in common. Yes. We've been friends for quite some time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, and you guys communicate and things like that? Or,
not really till more really. Like recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I know, it's pretty cool to find like Facebook friends and stuff.
It is
know,
really cool because you get
over the world.
Kind of get to know them. Yeah. Get to know people.
Mm-hmm. I know, and people from all over the world, you know, and suddenly you become friends with someone on the other side, you know, of the world, and and it's pretty cool, you know. So I think the social media thing is pretty cool.
Absolutely.
I like it.
One of my things, too, on social media is sometimes if someone's responding to something that I rant about, because I rant a lot.
Right. Yeah, she does.
And if somebody says something I don't like I used to do this. I used to defriend them and, like, just be done with them. Uh-huh. But one of my friends made it a point. He's like, no, let their opinions be there. Like,
yeah.
You can't, like...
exactly. Stimulate conversation. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what's fun, you know, when people confront you and are controversial and stuff, because otherwise it's just like, you know, I mean, lately there's not a lot of interesting stuff on Facebook, you know, but if there's some confrontation or something, I'm there, you know. Let me watch what's going on. Let's see some blood, you know.
The war of words.
Oh, boy.
So I mean, do you write like blogs and stuff too, since you like to rant?
I think I'm gonna start writing blogs because it's, you know, it's just I have a whole slew of them. I like to point out when something is, if someone is doing something so dumb, I'm like, really? Like, it all started about a year ago, a year and a half ago. This I was at Starbucks, and I'll never forget. I got my coffee, and then they said hi to me. My normal baristas both said hi to me. They both took my order, my normal order. And then, like, I sat down, drank my drink, like, for about an hour. I came back, like, it wasn't an hour. It was, like, maybe 30 minutes later. I came back, and I asked for my refill, because you get, when you're a gold card member, you get your, you know, another refill.
Check you out.
And then, so I was just sitting there with my cup and ready to go, and then she said, did you purchase, the same girl just smiled at me and said hi. She's like, did you purchase this today? Because apparently they have problems with people taking cups from like 2 days ago and then bringing it to Starbucks so they can get the coffee for free. I'm like, first of all, I didn't even think of that, so maybe that's a good idea, so it could even be cheaper. But in my mind, I just started ranting. I'm like, did you not remember saying hi to me? Like, did you? So that's when it all started. It started with her, like accusing me of, you know, she questioned my
integrity. Terrible,
she questioned my integrity. So.
I mean, if someone asked me something like that, I'd just walk out, you know? Yeah. I mean, for crying out loud, what do you mean I'm trying to, like, get free coffee here, you know?
In my head, I went off on her.
Yeah.
But I just, in my head, I went ranted, calling her a raggedy bitch. In my head, I didn't call her
on the inside.
Raggedy bitch, don't you remember saying hi to me? Don't you remember when we greeted each other and this happened? And then all of a sudden, you don't remember who I am?
Right.
And then I just smiled and nodded. I said, yes, I purchased this today. Here's the receipt. And then I said, can I have my refill now?
No.
So I just smiled and I was like, I'm just going to. Then in my head, I was like, she accused me of trying to steal coffee.
Yeah.
See, this kind of happened to me yesterday when I went to the gym.
Uh-oh.
You know, I've been going to LA Fitness for, you know, a while. I work out there. I do their yoga classes. And, you know, I've got my, you know, my mat and my little, you know, key pass and everything. And I don't, you know, I don't bring everything in with me, like my full wallet, purse, whatever, just what I need. And I walk in and I, you know, I give them my thing and they scan it and they're like, oh. And the two people behind the counter are like pointing at the screen and looking. I'm like, what's the problem? I'm like, I have a like class to get to, you know, hurry up. And they're like, can you verify some like information and blah blah blah. And I'm thinking, what the heck? And they turn the screen around when I guess when I took my picture, whoever took it was like a little bit blurry. So like, well, you know, you see, we have problems with, you know, like, you know, people coming in, especially like with the holidays coming up, people are going to try to like come in and use other people's passes. So because your picture is so blurry, you know, we need to verify that like this is you and blah blah blah. I'm like,
wow.
Okay. So he's like, we need to take a new photo.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. And it was just like, it was just such a hassle. Because it's like, here, like, I pay to work out here.
Right.
I'm, you know, you're going to make me late to my freaking yoga class. You know, and you're like, oh, is it like, yes, it's me. It's you can still tell that it's me.
Right.
But it's like, I really didn't need to be given that. I mean, they weren't giving me a hard time. I get it. It's their job. But it was still just,
it's like,
it was
I have a class to get to.
Yeah.
Can't we do this after my class?
I know. It's like terrible timing. Like, I've had the same picture for so long. And now all of a sudden they're like, oh, can you verify that I'm thinking?
Was it the same people who normally check you in? Was it the same people who normally check you in?
I mean, it's usually always different people, but maybe because it was, I don't know, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, it was weird.
Okay.
That's my story.
No, that happens. It's like, it's just so annoying when that happens. When people, it's just like little stupid stuff that doesn't make any sense. Like,
right.
You know, it wouldn't have cost her anything to get me. I'm like, Starbucks paid for this coffee, not you.
Right.
Actually, I pay for this coffee. Yeah. I don't know. It's just kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's how the rant started. It started with the barista at Starbucks.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
And then someone defriended me told that this is a hilarious story. He said, stop talking about the baristas at Starbucks. They work really hard for their money and blah, blah, blah. Because I ranted a couple of times about Starbucks, about how the woman would not give me the code to the bathroom out loud. She kept whispering it so I couldn't hear it. And then I was like trying to, and I was like, can you please say it loud enough so I can hear? There's a couple of homeless guys in the room, so she didn't want them to hear it.
I see.
So I'm like, oh, so they're so nice, but they don't want the homeless guys to use the bathroom. And I was like, I kind of don't blame them because they're the ones who have to clean up behind them. But it's still, I'm like, there's not so nice if they're trying to like keep important
is
information.
Is this Starbucks on like Fairfax and Santa Monica?
Close. I know what, that too. But this one is
that
the one
always that, like, there's so many homeless people.
Oh yeah. This is the one that's on La Brea and Sunset. La Brea and Sunset, that one.
Oh, okay.
And she wouldn't give me the code. And then this guy got so mad at me. He's like, I'm so sick of you talking about baristas at Starbucks. They work so hard for their money. I used to be a barista. You don't know what we go through. Blah, 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 blah. Just go, I'm deleting you as a friend. And he deleted me. He just went on this long speech.
Wow.
And then I sent him a clip of, I was like, okay, so I said, clearly you think I'm saying this to these people? Because I think he thought I was calling him a raggedy bitch in their face, but I wasn't. Those are my inner thoughts. Like, I would never call somebody that in person. Like that. But I need to rant so I can let it go and then move on.
That's true.
And then he goes, it's just so rude. And I send him a clip of my YouTube video of me doing stand-up with the whole rant. Like, it's just part of my act.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, oh, okay, well, can we be friends again? I was like, dude, it's too late. Like, you just know. And then he was like, oh, now I get it. I see where you're coming from, and it's funny, it's clever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's too late, dude.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So going back to Chicago, you grew up there. At what point did you decide you're going to leave?
I went to college at Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin.
Oh, Madison. Did you really?
Mm-hmm. I'm a Badger. So I used to follow football back then, but you know, I just kind of trailed off after that. I graduated college, and I was like, I moved out here 10 years ago, right after college. I was like, I'm ready to just do this.
Wow, what did you study in college?
I studied political science,
really?
And I don't use it. I don't even like politics.
Really?
I don't even like thinking about it. It's like,
so
whenever anybody says
it?
Obamacare, I'm like, I don't care. Like, please don't tell me about this. I don't.
Yeah. So why did you take political science out of all things in the world? I mean, it can be boring if you're not into it.
Well, back then I was very argumentative.
Yeah.
And I realize now that was just me just wanting to rant and be funny about it. And I realized I was always passionate about that. And a counselor just said, well, you need to choose a major now. And I was like, she said, well, you have a lot of credits in political science. Why don't you just major in political science? I was like, all right.
Whatever. Right.
She said, they were just trying to get me out in 4 years.
Yeah.
She said, we just need to get rid of you.
So did you do okay, though?
I did great in college.
Did you really?
And then I also did like little things. Like, I had a show called Madison This Week that was on a public TV station.
Oh, wow.
And so we created like a news magazine show. It was really cute. Like, I got together some other little journalism. Cause my minor was communications.
Okay.
So that was cute. We all got together once a week and did a show together.
Yeah.
It was live on TV. It was so cute.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of partying going on in that school?
Oh, my God. Wisconsin. It was always the number one party school.
Really?
Yes, it was so much fun. We have like the Halloween is like the craziest time. I've always wanted to come back as an adult. I probably shouldn't and probably can't. But they now charge people to get on State Street to party up and down. It's kind of like West Hollywood's, but it's even crazier because it's a bunch of, you know, age range is like 18 to like maybe 25, 30.
Right.
And then they're just crazy kids just getting wild.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So you decided it's not for you, political science.
Yeah,
it's
political science.
So did you, did you move back to Chicago from college?
Very briefly. It was like I think it was only a few months, and then I moved straight to L.A.
Oh, I see. So,
yeah. Nice.
Now, so did you always have this dream of moving here?
Absolutely.
Really?
Always, in my heart.
But had you been here before that?
No. When I moved here, it was my first time visiting. I just knew this is where I belonged. And when I, you know. And I don't know what I was thinking. I found my roommate in Craigslist. They had to trust us. And I drove out here with a girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And then her and I got into it. Like, so we couldn't be friends. It was just, it was so much pressure with moving here that her and I butted heads and then separated.
Oh,
it was so bad.
So she was moving here too?
Yeah, she moved here too. And we butted heads and then... It was so sad.
Oh.
So, I mean, would you have moved by yourself if you had to?
At that time, probably not.
No, huh?
Because I was too, you know, I was kind of scared. Like,
right.
I didn't go after acting right away because I was kind of afraid of that, too. So, the first thing I did was worked at a talent agency.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So, you knew you wanted to be in entertainment early on.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Did you do anything when you were young, like modeling, acting, nothing like that?
Right? A little bit here and there, like mostly in plays and stuff like that. But, you know, other than a TV show I had in Madison, and we did a couple of commercials, like we shot commercials there. And so I did a couple of things, but when I moved here, that's when I just, you know, I worked at the agency for 5 years.
So you had to start from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get that job at the talent agency?
It was like through, I think it was like through some, I want to say, I forgot the name of it. But it was some sort of service. It was one of the major agencies a service where they put out all the jobs that are available.
Okay.
All
right.
So I just applied via that. I forgot the name of it. I think it was, I want to say William Morris. I don't think it was William Morris, but it was something like that.
Right.
Like they have a job listing that all the industry jobs in town that someone started. And, you know, there I saw AKA Talent Agency. So I applied, interviewed, and they hired me right away. They're
nice.
Like, are you an actor? I said, yeah, but I'm kind of like letting it go for now because they don't like to hire actors.
Yeah.
And so every time I would get pissed that people didn't show up to their auditions, they were like, I think this girl really wants to try acting. And they tried to promote me a couple of times. So I was really good at my job.
Yeah.
Very good. They tried to promote me a couple of times. And I just said, I don't think it's for me. Like, I can't. And they said, well, what do you want to do? Because we want to support you. We, you know, they're like a second family to me now.
Oh,
I've been with them. They started representing me.
Yeah.
And then I started going on auditions while I still worked there. And then eventually I got so busy, they were like, it's time for you to go.
Really?
It was a mutual decision because I was so busy. And I had to, like, turn down a couple of things because I had to work.
Right.
And they were like, go to your audition. No, stay here and work. And I'm like, well, we can't have it both ways.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to do to have, like, a full-time job.
It is.
And
that's why
go to auditions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, wow.
Then I started working in casting because casting is a little bit more flexible when you're casting and acting.
So when you started, what did you do? What did you have to do there? Were you working in an office or something?
At the casting offices?
No, at the talent agency.
Talent agency? I just worked at their office, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I covered a few desks. Like,
okay.
I was the one that, back then, this is like 10 years ago, we had to call people with auditions. Now you get a text message saying, confirm your audition. It's so simple. Like, I used to, oh my God, when I started, it was all paperwork. Like, we used to have to send physical headshots to the casting director and then get, oh my God, it was just completely different than it is now. Now it's all digital.
Yeah, a lot more hard work back then, huh?
Yes, a lot more,
a lot more physical work. Yeah, to do. Yeah, I mean, today you don't have to deliver anything, you know, everything is just online. You just
email and
text you click
message.
And you get there, you know.
Yeah.
You tired, Mia?
No, I'm good.
You were yawning, weren't you?
No.
It was cute, though. She's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
No, when I yawn, I squeak.
Oh, okay.
You'll know when I yawn. Yeah, when I yawn, I like, every time I do it, I don't know why, but I yawn. And then I'm trying to, like, do it. Like, I can't make myself yawn. Somebody else has to yawn because it's contagious. Okay. Then I'll start yawning. When I yawn, it's like...
There's a little squeak
when I yawn.
I'm starting to see why Hello Kitty is like the perfect. She's so adorable. Yeah. Like, Hello Kitty is the perfect costume for you.
But you also squeak when you sneeze.
And then when I sneeze too. Yeah.
That is so cute. I'm not into Halloween this year.
No, you're not into Halloween. Why? Not going to parties or anything?
I've gotten invited. Like, I'm going to one next Wednesday because my friend, she locked me in my face. I saw her last night at the pink party I wanted you to go to. The booby party for the breast cancer. And she says, are you coming to my party? You coming to my party, right? And I was like, uh-oh. I can't say no in front of her. So I was like, yeah, I'm coming. And I was like, I don't want to. I'm just going to be a ladybug again. That's my go-to costume. That's all
really?
I have.
Ladybug? Cute.
They're like, wow, third year in a row. Way to go, Bobo. Ladybug. So I wanted to be a princess. I don't. I just got, you know, some things happened in the beginning of the month that just kind of completely threw me off. And and all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, my God, it's October 25th.
Right.
Yeah. So,
and see, I have to get a costume.
Yeah, so that was kind of my problem last year. Because last year, I wanted to be Hello Kitty. But when I ordered my costume, only half of it came in. Oh. And I didn't get the other half in time.
Really?
So, yeah, so I didn't get to do it. And then I was just so bummed out. I didn't really, I really wasn't into Halloween last year. But this year, I made sure to get on it and get the rest of my Hello Kitty costume in the mail, like, super early.
Good for you. Next year, I think I'm going to make it work so I can be Wonder Woman. Because I've always wanted to do it.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'm going to totally feel that powerful woman. This year, I honestly think Robin Thicke and Miley Cyrus are going to be the number one costume.
Really?
Because it's just too funny.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I could see that.
The clothing
for
was funny.
A couple,
yeah.
Like for a couple relation or a couple costume.
Yeah, that's true because they wore some interesting stuff on that.
Yeah, for the guy, all he's got to do is get like a Beetlejuice outfit or something. Yeah.
That's what it is.
He had a Beetlejuice outfit.
Yeah.
I wonder who told him that was okay. I mean, clearly his wife didn't dress him that day. There's no way she dressed him. He's like, the stylist convinced me to wear this. She said, clearly, because I would never let you walk out of the house with that. There's no way.
Uh-uh.
Is he married?
Yeah, he's married to Paula Patton, this beautiful actress. And they've been together since they were like teens.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know you wouldn't guess that he was married based on how he acts, but apparently
that
they
video?
Have like a
I don't really know him, so that's why I'm asking. I don't know anything about him. That's why I was asking. But Beetlejuice jacket. That's what, or like suit, right? That's what he was wearing.
Yeah, it was like black and white stripes.
Stripes, right?
Yeah. You know. Pants, I think, too. Like, it was like a full get-up.
And the stuff that she was wearing, my God, you know.
It vinyl? Was it like a plastic vinyl? Or what was it? Like,
probably.
She had like that like teddy bear thing on, and then she tore it off. So she was basically just wearing like a nude-colored like bikini, kind of.
Yeah.
And then her hair and like those little like those little devil horn things, which I think were supposed to be like bear ears. I'm not sure. Because she chopped off all her hair, so it's like,
exactly. So
what are you going to do with that?
It's probably not her hair, you know. They just probably clipped it on or something.
I don't know.
Because she doesn't have any hair.
I don't know. It was just like these two little like balls on her head.
Foo-foos.
Yeah.
I still like her. I know it sounds crazy, but I think she's crazy and I think it's funny. I thought her response to Sinead O'Connor was hilarious.
Yeah.
When she said, I don't have time to respond to this old lady. I'm too busy on SNL this weekend. I love that she said that.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I tell you, that Wrecking Ball song comes on in the car and I'm like instant like,
yes! Oh!
Like banging against the steering wheel. Like getting all like, oh my God, as a car like pulls up next to me in the stoplight, I'm like, oh, just kidding.
Yeah.
That makes them belt it out even more. You don't know them. They don't know. You don't know. Just go for it, Mia.
Yeah.
So funny.
She's pretty talented though. You know, I mean, she's funny. Did you see her on 2.5 Men at all? Do you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it.
Yeah,
I didn't watch the new 2.5 Men. I've seen every episode of when Charlie Sheen was on 2.5 Men. I've probably seen every episode 3 times. Wow.
I gotta tell you, it's still pretty funny. It really is.
Really?
Because it's the same writers, the same producers, you know. Hmm. It's funny, yeah. I mean, I totally forgot about Charlie Sheen and stuff, so.
I love Charlie Sheen. I can never forget about Charlie Sheen. He's awesome.
Yeah, well, he hasn't been around for a while, but, you know.
Yeah, well, he played the president in Machete Kills.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really? And it is was that like, out yet?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I saw it, and I can talk about this scene because it's actually in the trailer, but the phone rings, and a, like, super hot girl in bed picks up the phone, passes it to another hot girl next to her, passes it to another hot girl next to her, who passes it to Charlie Sheen. He goes, this is the president.
I love it.
Wow.
It was so
that's
typical.
So classic.
I loved it.
So classic. Typical Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the way he is in real life. You know, that's the funny thing.
He is, and it's funny because I met him when I was on a little episode of Two and a Half Men.
Nice.
And I met Charlie Sheen, and we got a picture together, you know, because my mom is just obsessed with the show, like, yeah, just obsessed. So I'm like, oh, I know I'm not supposed to do this, but can I please get a photo with you?
Oh, I'm sure he said
yes.
He's
like, yeah, of course. Aww. So we take a photo, and now he's like, oh, send me the photo. What's your number? He's like, that's the deal. I agreed to take a photo with you so I can get your number.
I love him.
I was like, wow, you are your character. Like, it's just, you know.
This just really happened. I mean,
we never, like, hung out or anything, but we would, like, text message, like, back and forth. Wow. Like, he's actually a really cool guy.
I'm sure he is.
It's exciting.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. You know, anybody that gets high and drunk and stuff, they can be pretty
he's
fun.
He's, like, functional.
Yeah, but he's so professional at work, though, and he was so nice to everybody, except for he would actually, like, smoke, like, on the set.
Right.
Like, he'd have a cigarette, like, legit. They'd be like, cut, and he'd be like, lighten up. I'm like, wow. Wow.
I still like him, too.
I guess when you're the star, you can do that, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
I always end up liking people who everyone is loathing at the time. I'm like, oh, well, I'm like the underdog fan. I'm like,
me too.
Of these people, I say underdog really loosely, because, come on, Miley and Charlie are extremely rich and extremely successful.
Hardly
they have nothing, they have nothing to worry about. And as long as we keep talking about them, they're going to stay popular. They're going to stay, you know what I mean? Like, that's the thing.
Oh, for sure.
Like, that's a great way to be distracted from your own life. Like, why don't you do things with your life instead of always
talking
about them?
Exactly. Being busy with other people's lives. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. I agree with that. So you moved here. You didn't know anybody, huh?
I did not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that kind of scary for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I did it. I was like, I always knew I wanted to be here, and I just knew I had to be bold and just go for it.
Yeah.
I take that back. One of my guy friends was already here. His name was Todd Jakoski from college.
Uh-huh.
So, but we didn't really, I mean, I think we hung out a few times, but then not really. Oh, and my other friend, Shayna. Oh, so that's two friends who also lived here. But otherwise, I didn't know anyone.
I see. But you
no family.
But you didn't have a place to stay or anything.
I had a place to stay because of Craigslist.
Did. Oh,
I found my roommate on Craigslist. And it was nice enough to trust us, because it's like, what if we, I don't know, it's just so weird if you think about it.
I know, it is weird, you know, with roommates and stuff. Yeah. You don't know who you might run into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then did you move out after you
After 3 months, I got my own place. Okay. Yeah, we got, I moved in with a friend who I had since met.
Uh-huh.
So I moved in with her for like, I think a year. And then a long-term boyfriend who was living in Arizona at the time, we moved in together the next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And
that ended.
Oh, okay.
So, was he in Arizona when you were dating, or was he here?
He was in, we were college sweethearts, and then he moved to Arizona, and I moved to LA.
Right.
And that happened for, like, I think a year and a half or two.
Long-distance relationship?
Long-distance.
Oh, wow. Those suck, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
I found out some stuff after he moved here. I'm like, oh, you could have just stayed there.
Exactly. Exactly.
If I had known that, you wouldn't be here right now, dude.
Exactly. You know, it's just not. You can't watch over what they do.
Nope.
You can't, you know, and they're not there when you want them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like constantly just talking and talking and talking, you know, because that's all you can do, you know. How often would you see each other in person?
We saw each other like once or twice a month. He would either fly.
That's all? Wow.
For the weekends, he would fly to L.A. or I would fly to Arizona, or we'll meet, like, we met in Vegas a couple of times, like, things like that.
Yeah.
But whatever it was, it kept us, we kept together for, even though he was, he had some other girlfriends during the time, too, that
well,
I learned
I'm sure,
about
yeah.
later on. I did not. I was very loyal, and I, you know,
I mean,
very loyal.
Yeah, I mean, how can you be monogamous when they're, like, so far away?
I know,
you see them
I get
twice
that
a
now.
Month, you know?
I get that now.
Yeah.
And if I... No, if I knew then what I know now, I probably would have said, no, if you want to move here, let's do it then. But otherwise, just do your thing and I'll do my thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How long were you guys together? 2-3 years?
Oh, my God. No, way longer. We were together because we just broke up in 07. We were together for like 6 years because we were college sweethearts.
Really? Wow. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So
I moved here in 02, yep. 02, and we were together until 07.
Oh,
so
wow.
Is he still here? Did he go back to Arizona?
Well, I don't know where he is now. We broke up in 07. He's been everywhere. Like, he went to D.C. He went to Maryland. He got married and divorced. And then now I think he's in Dallas now. But we're actually friends now.
Yeah, like, why not?
Yeah.
And then my friends say, how could you be friends with him? I'm like, because he's a human being, I'm a human being. What's the point?
Like, yeah. It's not gonna happen. You can do it, you know?
Exactly. Why not? You know, I mean, why fight with people? You know, it doesn't make sense, you know.
It feels, I mean, at the when it was still a trigger, like if I spoke to him or thought about him, if I was still triggered by him,
right.
I knew it wasn't a good time to be friends, but
right.
There was nothing going on when I saw him. Like, he took me to dinner last April, and I was like, wow, I have no feelings for him, I'm not angry with him anymore, I'm not bitter, none of those feelings. I was like, yeah, we could totally be friends. I was like, dude, move back to L.A.
Yeah.
He loved it here, he just... Mm-hmm. You know, L.A. was just too much for him, because you can get caught up in L.A.
That's true.
If you don't have a solid foundation and very strong in your morals and standards, mm-hmm. you can really get caught up. And he got caught up. Again, I didn't know that at the time. I know now. He had a different life than we did. He had this life with me, then he had another life.
Oh, my God. How could people do that? You know, it's amazing.
Man. Yeah.
But how devastating is it to find out, right?
Yeah.
It's the lies, you know, it's the mistrust,
you got to forgive.
Yeah.
You got to forgive and move on. That's like the most, there's so much power in forgiveness, because it has absolutely nothing to do with the other person. It has everything to do with you and your ability to move on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's how I was really able to do it.
Yeah. It eats you from inside when you have resentment and stuff.
Yeah. Because it's like, what's the point of resenting him?
Right.
Like he was going to do that. It was nothing personal. It was never anything personal. It was all about him
doing what he needed to do. Right.
That's what he does.
Right. That's his personality. And it's just not someone that you would connect with,
that
I guess, long term.
Stick around.
I could tell you one thing. If I ever have to deal with that again, he better be extremely rich, and I better be extremely paid for putting up with that. I'm going to applaud any woman. I'm like, sometimes... Is that her husband's cheating? I'm like, you know what? She's okay. You know what?
Yeah.
I feel bad for a woman who's broke with some guy who's cheating on her. Yeah. And then, she has nothing to show for it. I'm like, at least I hate to put it that way.
Yeah, you might as well have some money out of it.
At least you might as well get something out of it, you know?
Exactly. I agree. Yeah, and if you
put him with a guy who lives with his grandmother, and it's like, really?
There you go.
Put him with a guy who cheats on you who lives with his grandma. Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen.
And if he has money and he cheats on you, then he deserves to lose some of that money.
Yeah.
You know?
And the same goes the opposite. We're not man bashing here. Like, it just goes for anybody. You know?
Yeah, well, you know.
I actually love to. Like, I have an appreciation for him now, because I'm like, you know, that's who he is. He's.
Yeah.
I can't be upset with him for being who he is.
Yeah, you can't try to change people and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. That's the most powerful thing I learned, is that's who he is, and either I deal with it or not.
Right.
Yeah, you cannot change anybody.
So tell us what it is that you do now. So you do acting? Do you do acting?
I do acting.
You get gigs and stuff?
Yeah, commercials. We shot a Super Bowl commercial for Doritos last week.
Oh, really?
Like, little things like that. Like, I've been staying pretty busy shooting another ultra-low-budget film on the 3rd. So just staying really busy and doing a lot of stand-up all around town.
Really?
I'm at Flappers tonight, actually.
Oh, really?
Flappers in Burbank. I'm on their 9 o'clock show in the Yoo-Hoo Room.
That's a pretty popular club, comedy club, right?
Yeah.
And
there.
So at what point did you decide you're going to do comedy? I mean, that's...
It was my agent. He was like, you're so funny, and not a lot of women do stand-up. Go for it. And I was like, all right. And he's right. Like, I could do a whole show. It could be two women and, like, the rest dudes.
Really?
You know? But on November 6th, there is an all-female comedy show called Pretty Funny Women. Pretty Funny Women. I don't know how it's pronounced.
That's an ongoing thing.
It's an ongoing thing.
It means to have the double entendre there. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's so cute.
We're at the Comedy Store November 6th.
That's
November
awesome.
6th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's Pretty Funny Women. And they usually get pretty hot comics going there and stuff. So that's,
I love
pretty
the
cool.
Comedy Store.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You should go to Flappers. It's pretty nice, too, if you ever hang out on the side of town.
I don't think I've ever been to Flappers.
Yeah, Flappers. Oh, I saw Whitney Cummings there, like, last Friday. Oh, she's so powerful, so funny.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, my goodness. She's like, did anybody watch my show? We were like, yeah. She's like, no, you didn't, because otherwise it wouldn't be canceled. And that's how she started her whole routine. It was just, I was like, oh, this is going to be fun tonight. She's like, stop saying you watched it, because if you watched it, I wouldn't be here right now.
Sounds good. Well, Shannon Bobo, thank you so much for joining us. Do you want to give out links, website, Twitter, anything like that so people can find you?
Yeah, just follow Facebook. Me. You can Facebook friend me through probably me as a Shannon Bobo on Facebook and Twitter. Same thing, just my name. And then shannonbobo.com, you can find me.
Oh, you
have
a website too?
That's where I put all my gigs. Yep.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to... it's either tonight or the November 6th, right? Mm-hmm. Which is next... the week after next,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What it's like time a week from next Wednesday.
What time does it start tonight?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe I'll come. We'll see. If I don't have anything to do, I'll come check you out.
Wear your costume.
Yeah. I'm not wearing any
costume.
You
know, if you see a cow in the audience, you know it's Sam.
Not over my dead body, man. There's no way.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. You're a lot of fun, and all the best to you in your career. And come back and let us know when you're in major roles.
I will.
Okay, sounds good. All right, Mia. Well, we're going to have a nice weekend, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And so, everybody have a nice weekend. And we'll see you on Monday.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show, or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.